This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you joining us this morning. We've been talking about some holiday presents that would be great to receive and enjoy in your home, as well as giving it as a present, and what to look for. And we'll continue talking about some of the more popular and easy ones to grow. One of my favorite is the pitcher plant or urn plant. It's a plant that originated in Brazil and has wide leaves, about 3 inches, maybe a little bit more, that grow in a circle. The center of the plant is usually hollow, and that's where your flowers emerge from, the center of the plant. And there are literally hundreds of different varieties of this pitcher plant that you can purchase. One of my favorites has medium green foliage and has cream-colored horizontal streaking through it. So it softens that foliage. And again, it grows like a pitcher because it retains moisture. And if you want your plant to blossom, you need to keep the center of that plant filled with water. So every time you water the plant, add water to the center. It will eventually leak out and go into the soil. So moisten the soil and keep the center filled. The foliage resembles the foliage of a pineapple, except that the foliage can grow 18 inches long, can be 3 to 4 inches wide, but it has that symmetrical shape to it, where the leaves are growing in all different directions, creating a pitcher that retains water, or an urn. Now, the flowers are really, really unique. One of my favorites is this cream-colored variety with the medium green foliage. It produces a soft, milky stem, rigid, that will come right out of the middle, and it will grow 6 to 12 inches higher than the foliage itself. The blossom bud will enlarge, and it will get to be, probably half the size of your fist. And it's all this pink and cream and light green foliage that makes up the bud. As the bud begins to open is when the fun begins, because instead of having one great big flower, it will produce smaller buds that are going to be either pink or blue in coloration. It looks like a lipstick when it first comes out, and then it will burst open. And each flowering stem, and normally a plant will only produce one stem at a time, will produce 15 to 20 of these blue-colored or pink-colored buds in it. And the plant itself will blossom for a good 3 months. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And when it gets done flowering, you take a pair of pruners and you cut the flower stem as deep as possible into the urn. Get it out. And then what I like to do when it's done blooming is to repot it. And repot it with a good potting soil. You don't want to use a heavy, heavy soil. You want a well aerated soil, soft type soil. Espoma has got a great potting soil, and Boni, they both have really good soils. But you want to repot it in a container that's going to be at least 2 inches, but if you can go 4 inches larger when you repot your pitcher plant, or they also call it bromeliad, that's going to give the plant room to expand the root system and for the mother to start to produce side shoots or little babies around it. And it grows similar to your iris. When you have irises growing in your garden, they come into bloom, they have a nice strong stem with 3, 4, or 5 flower buds. And when they get done blooming, you cut off the stem. And what happens is the original plant will produce 2 side shoots on your iris. And the mother will pass her energy to the 2 new babies that form, and then she'll die. And the same thing will happen with the bromeliad or the pitcher plant. And that's why I want you to repot it. So you put it in a pot that's going to be at least 2 inches. If you can go 4 inches, that's great. And all of a sudden, you'll start to see new shoots form on the side of the plant. And slowly, they'll get larger and larger. And you can have anywhere from 3 to 5 new plants develop around the mother. The mother will pass her energy to the new plants that she's made. She'll eventually die. And then you just cut her out with a pair of pruners, and you'll see the babies growing in this circle. And once the mother has given all the energy and she's passed away and removed, then the new plants that have formed will get to be the same size as the mother, except now you've got 3 to 5 plants that are going to be the same size as the mother was. And that's why I want you to repot it in a container that's going to be at least 2 inches, but if you can go 4, that'd be great. And they'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, you can make it reflower. And it's very easy. All you need is a clear plastic bag. And what I've done in the past, go to the dry cleaner and ask them for a 4-foot piece of the bagging material that they put over your clean jacket or suit or shirts. You're going to tie a knot in the bottom. You're going to put your bromeliad plant or pitcher plant in the plastic bag, but this is going to be a year from when the new babies are formed. So it's going to take a couple of years, 1 year for the mother to pass her energy to the new seedlings that she's making, and then eventually passing away. And now the baby's growing to get about there, the size of what the mother was. And it's going to take a year to a year and a half for this to happen. But when you feel that the plants are big enough, they're healthy enough, you're going to put it in this clear bag. And then you're going to take an apple, any kind of an apple. Go to the supermarket, buy Delicious or whatever you like. Take that apple and bang it on your countertop to really bruise it. Put the apple in the bottom of the bag and then close off the top and make a little knot in it so that no moisture can escape, but no gases can escape. Because what's going to happen is that apple is going to begin to rot. And as it begins to break down, it's going to produce ethylene gas. And the ethylene gas is what's needed to fertilize that plant. And if you go to a greenhouse where they grow these, they spray the plants with ethylene to encourage a flower to develop on the plant. So you need to do that. And after this break, I'll tell you the rest of the story on how to make it flower. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you and your families. And this morning we're trying to give you some ideas of some nice tropical plants that you can purchase for presents for family and friends. We're talking about the bromeliad, which is also called the pitcher plant. And the foliage grows like the foliage of a pineapple. And to make it bloom, I was saying you take a big, clear plastic bag, and what I use is a dry cleaning bag, tie a knot in the bottom, set the plant in the bag, take an apple and bruise it, and as the apple begins to break down, it will create ethylene gas. So you pull the plastic over the plant, you tie a loose knot so the gases are stuck in the bag, and the gases will be absorbed into the foliage that will help that plant to produce a blossom. And you need to keep it in that bag for a two-week period. Put it in a bright window, but not in the full sun window. If you put it in full sun, it's going to heat up and you'll have condensation and you'll run into some problems. So, good light, but no direct sun. If you see that it's beginning to really fog up, open it up, shake the bag, and that way the light will be able to get in pretty good. And you do this for a two-week period. After the two-week period, you open it up, take off the plastic, take the plastic and the rotted apple, throw it in the trash. And within a 4 to 6 month period, that bromeliad will blossom for you. And you can do the same thing if for the holidays you're buying a pineapple. And I've seen them all over the supermarkets. When you get ready to cut that pineapple, you want to measure down an inch from the top of the plant, where the foliage is, and you're going to cut into the pineapple an inch below the foliage, and then clean it, and you can get ready to serve it. Now, the top of the plant that you've removed, pull all of the pineapple flesh away from the foliage until you have nothing but a blunt end where you made the cut. Now, what I want you to do is slowly remove some of the lower foliage. And as you remove it, you're going to see a little bump right in the middle of that foliage that you are removing. So you've got foliage that's about an inch in diameter and maybe a foot in length. Slowly remove some of the lower foliage till you've removed about 3/4 of an inch. And you're going to notice as you pull that foliage off from the main stem, little bumps. And those little bumps are roots. And once you've removed an inch, you'll probably have 15 or so these little buds. You take a 6-inch or larger pot of soil, stick your pineapple into the soil so that all the buds are below the soil line, firm it in place, feed it with a nice organic fertilizer like the Espoma Grow with the beneficial microbes that will help to stimulate the root system, or in this case, the buds that are the beginning of a root system. You keep it moist, put it in a brightly lit window, no direct sun until the roots begin to form or the plant itself will dry out. And in about a week or two, just grab a hold of the foliage and gently try and pull it out of the pot. And if you feel some resistance, that's telling you that the roots are beginning to grow. And once the roots begin to grow, you can move it into a brightly lit window, morning sun, late in the day sun. You want to feed it every couple of weeks with the Espoma Grow. The plant will get well rooted, and a year later, you can do the same process of putting your pineapple top in a clear bag with a bruised apple, and it will flower. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you this morning. We're talking about some of the readily available houseplants for the holidays. We talked a little bit about the pitcher plant or the bromeliad, and started to tell you how to root the top of your pineapple. And pineapples are all over the supermarket right now. Nothing better than fresh cut pineapple. But the top can be rooted very, very easily. Just regular potting soil. A nice sunny window once it's well rooted. Fed every 2 to 3 weeks with the grow fertilizer from Espoma with the beneficial microbes. And after it's well rooted, it will take about a year for it to really put on some size, produce some good looking foliage. And then you're going to force it just like you do your bromeliad, putting it in a plastic clear bag with a bruised apple that you just banged on your countertop. The ethylene gas will be absorbed into the foliage, and your pineapple plant will produce a flower. But the flower is going to be different on a pineapple plant, because the flower will actually be a small pineapple. So if you can feed it on a regular basis, give it plenty of sun once it's well rooted, you will have a pineapple that can be anywhere from 3 to 5 inches in height. It's a miniature. If you don't feed it a lot, it may only be 2 to 3 inches high. And once you see that the color is beginning to change, if you squeeze it and it's beginning to soften up a little bit, then you can cut that pineapple stem, clean it up, and you'll have your own fresh pineapple that's normally grown in Hawaii or the tropics, but you grew it in New England, New York, Minnesota. It doesn't matter where you live. They'll do very, very well for you. So it's easy to do. It's a great project for the kids, and they'll learn how things grow. And it's something that on a snowy day in the weeks to come, buy a pineapple, and you can have a gardening class right in your living room. And it's fun, it's easy, and it will do very well for you. Another great gift for this time of the year, and this is their season right now, is the anthurium. And the anthurium, beautiful oval leaves, very shiny, dark green foliage, grows in a clump, and out of the center, it will produce a long stem that's above the foliage, and it will have a bract. Now, the bract is, if you think of your poinsettia, and you have a red poinsettia, the red leaves are called bracts. And the anthurium produces a bract that's going to be in the shape of a heart. Flat, but in the shape of a heart. And coming out of the blossom, the bract itself will be a finger-like growth, about the size of your little finger, coming right through the middle of your bract. Some people call it the little boy plant because of the finger-like growth that's coming out. That's the blossom. Now, anthuriums come in white, pink, red, and there are a lot of other colorful varieties, but white, pink, and red are the ones that you'll normally find. The anthurium will bloom for 2 to 3 weeks. So when you're choosing a plant, you'll notice that there will have at least one flower in bloom, but you're going to see inside the foliage or coming up a flower that hasn't opened. And it will be about 3 inches in length. And what it is the flower, that long finger-like growth, is wrapped with the bract. That's the same color. And so if you pick them with a lot of these unopened bracts, it's going to bloom even longer for you. And it's very easy to take care of. Put it in a brightly lit window. It doesn't need any special treatment. You want to water it as needed, about once every week to 10 days. You want to feed it on a monthly basis with a good organic fertilizer. Again, like the bloom. Now, because it's in flower, you want to use a bloom fertilizer, and that will help it to produce additional flowering stems at the base of your plant, so that it will continue to bloom. Now, the anthurium plant should bloom all winter. So it will start to bloom in December, go right up until March, and with little flowering stems coming out off and on all winter long. So it's an easy-to-take-care-of plant. Now, what I do when I buy an anthurium, they're going to come in a small pot, and I think that's more for shipping purposes. It's lighter. It takes up less room, so it's less expensive to ship it from Florida to where you live. I buy the plant, I repot it, and I put it in a container 2 inches larger than the one that it's currently in. And that gives it more room for the roots to develop, to make the plant stronger. It also is, because it has that additional room, once it's well rooted in there, it will retain the moisture better. Your plants will get a lot larger in size. And it's a plant that you can put outside for the summer, like all of the other plants we've talked about, the pineapple, the bromeliad, and more. Can go outside during the summer when it's safe to plant your vegetable garden. Take the anthurium, put it outside in a light shaded area. It can get some morning sun or late in the day sun, like all of these other tropicals. And they will really build up their energy, get stronger, so that the following fall, as they start to come and bloom in November, early December, then you'll have a much larger plant that will be a lot more productive, and it will bloom all by itself. Another plant that I love for the Christmas holidays is the orchid. And this is a plant that will bloom a minimum of 2 to 3 months. And it's beautiful. You're going to see them in the box stores. You're going to see them at your nursery, greenhouse, garden center. They have foliage that's dark green, strap in the strap shape, about 2 to 3 inches in width, and about 6 to 10 inches, maybe even as much as a foot in length. And out of the center will come a nice strong stem about the thickness of a pencil, and it will produce these beautiful flowers. And when you buy it, you want to look for an orchid that's going to have several buds that haven't opened. 1 or 2 buds open, but if you buy a plant that all the flowers are open, you're going to get maybe a month, and that'll be the end of it. So 2 or 3 flowers open, the rest in buds, and they'll bloom all winter long. Now, the orchid that I love, because it's so easy to take care of, is the moth orchid, or the doodendron. But the moth orchid, rounded flower petals, flat, just like a face looking at you. And they can be white, they can be pink, they can be red, they can be striped, yellows, all different colors. The reason I like this orchid over all of the others, and again, that's the moth orchid, is because when it gets done blooming, you cut off that stem, you take care of it. If it's in a small container, repot it after it's done blooming. A container about 2 inches, again, larger than the original container. And make your soil with a mixture of bark and potting soil. And usually what I'll do when I repot my orchids, I will just buy a bag of potting soil, the artificial man-made soil, not the dirt, but a man-made soil. I'll go outside where I've mulched my flower beds, and I'll pick up some big pieces of bark, and probably a third big chunks of bark, and 2/3 potting soil. You can also use long fiber sphagnum moss. And it looks just like peat moss, but it's kind of a fleshy color. And it's long pieces of peat moss that hasn't been cut up. Now, you bale a peat moss, that as the peat moss is harvested, it's chopped up. That way it will spread easy in your garden. This type of moss has not been chopped, and the pieces could be anywhere from 3 to 6 inches long. And you can blend some of that with the potting soil or grow it just in the moss. I like to add a little bit of soil. It gives it more weight. It tends to retain more moisture. But again, they're going to come in a small pot, move it up. And if there's bark in the pot, shake some of that bark off. Mix it with some potting soil or the long fiber sphagnum moss, and then use that around the root system of your plant. And what it needs is good drainage. It needs good light. And when they get done blooming, you keep it in a south-facing window. When you get to May, you take that plant and you put it outside on a deck, a porch, or a patio in a light shaded area. Feed it on a monthly basis with the Espomer bloom with beneficial microbes. And that orchid will be in bloom the following Christmas. So if you buy it at Easter and you treat it the same way, it will rebloom at Easter. You buy it at Christmas, it will bloom next year during the Christmas holidays.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a question, we have some open lines. The number to call is 855-660-4261. Talk with Nathan, and he'll get you set up. We've been talking about a lot of nice flowering plants as gifts to use for Christmas, and I know a lot of you always have last-minute presents that you need to buy. Remember, the one thing that you need to do is when you leave that store, your plant has to be wrapped. You got to say to yourself, it's the 24th, it's Christmas Eve, and it's cold outside, and you need to wrap that plant to protect it when you go from the store to your car and then the car home. Don't fill the back seat of your car with plants and run a bunch of errands, because when you turn off the engine and the heat stops, those plants are going to be chilled. Well, you say, oh, I'll only be 10 minutes. Think of it this way. You're a tropical plant. The only thing that you've got to keep you warm is a plastic or a paper sleeve that covers the plant. It's great for keeping the wind off of it, but it's not that much of an insulator. So you put it in the back seat of your car, you've got the heat going full blast. If you decide to go into the store for 10 minutes, usually ends up being more because everybody's doing last-minute shopping. Think of yourself sitting on the back seat with nothing on but a paper bag. You're going to get cold very quickly. So pick up your plants as the last stop, or buy them and go straight home and then go shopping. And that way, there won't be any problems. Another old-fashioned plant that's still very popular is the African violet. And African violets are great for elderly people that stay in the home and they're just looking for a little bit of color. They're not going outside because it's too slippery and icy. And African violets make a great plant for young and old. They'll bloom all winter. And they need to be fed on a monthly basis if you want to bloom. I've seen a lot of people that have African violets. And a beautiful, rounded mound of foliage, and sometimes no blossom. And they'll ask me, why aren't my African violets blooming? And I'll say, when did you feed it last? And they'll say, I have to feed it. It's just like you. You eat every day. Your African violets need to be fed if you want them to bloom. And African violets should be fed every couple to 3 weeks with a good organic fertilizer with beneficial microbes like the Espomer Bloom, because you want it to bloom. Espomer makes several fertilizers, one for tropical plants, and they call that Grow. And Bloom is for any plant that's going to produce a flower. It helps the plant to make more flower buds. So if your violets are not blooming, think about when you fed them last. If you want them to have a lot of new foliage and beautiful flowers, and an African violet should bloom nonstop, but you've got to feed it. And use an organic with the beneficial microbes that rebuilds your store, your root system in the soil. And if you've had one, and it's been in your home for a couple of years or more, maybe it's time to repot it. Find a pot a couple of inches bigger, shallow. You don't need a tall pot, something shallow, and repot it. And sometimes just repotting it, giving it some leg room so that the roots can grow into some fresh soil and pick up the nutrients. And that's what's good about beneficial microbes. And I know I talk a lot about it, but this is the new technology. It's only available on organic fertilizers. So the days of Miracle-Gro, which is just a food and nothing else, you go to an organic with the beneficial microbes, it helps to rebuild the food that's in your soil. It helps to improve the root system. African violets need as much sun as possible this time of the year, and you'll enjoy it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.